Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Monday. I hope you had a great weekend. Mine flew by. It was so nice to be back in Grace Harbor after a week away, but I had a bunch to catch up on. Plus, I had lots to prepare because I'm traveling again this week, this time for work. Last week, I was on vacation for my 15th wedding anniversary with my wife. We had an amazing time away. As you probably experience with your own family, everyday life can be busy. So when we had the chance to get away, we didn't want to be on a strict schedule. We wanted to wake up each day, see how we're feeling, check the weather, and then decide what to do or not do. Have you had a day recently that felt like the opposite of your normal routine? Maybe it was one of the days over Christmas break back at the end of last month. Or maybe you got sick and had a day home from school or work. Or maybe the weather canceled some plans and you suddenly had some unexpected free time. Take a few moments to share with your family about a day like that. What made it so different? And how did it feel to be out of your normal routine? If you need more time, you can pause the podcast and I'll be right here when you get back. You know, when we get out of our normal routine or environment, we can sometimes end up experiencing something new or seeing things in a new way. For example, maybe you're not a very adventurous eater, but you try a new food and discover that you actually like it. For me, the thing that really made our vacation so different was the quiet. We live in a very busy and often loud home. There are two adults, two kids, pets, TVs, toys, instruments, and usually one of us has some music playing in the background. And don't get me wrong, I love the energy of our house because I love all the noisemakers I live with. But I've really come to appreciate quiet. Most mornings, I get up before everyone else in my house so that I can take time in the stillness to practice the two disciplines we've been exploring the last 2 weeks, prayer and reading the Bible. Like we've said, you don't need to be quiet and still to pray. You can pray anytime, anywhere, and I do. And reading and talking about the Bible with other people can be a huge help in understanding it. I do that too. But for me, I find I can focus my mind and heart better, and I can listen for God better when it's quiet. And I'm not the only one that feels this way. People have been finding that moments of silence help connect them with God for thousands of years, which is why, like prayer and reading the Bible, silence is also recognized as a spiritual practice. And it's our focus this week. For some of you, the practice of silence will make a lot of sense because maybe you're a more quiet person. For others, this whole week may feel like opposite week. But I want to challenge all of us to have an open mind and even try out the practice of silence. In fact, you can start tonight. Remember, like last week, we only have one episode per day this week because of my travel. A lot of you will be listening to this in the morning, so you have some options for your intentional time in the evening. First, you can go back to an evening episode you loved or that you missed, or you can have family prayer time, sharing things you're grateful for and things you want to pray to God about. I'll also offer some ways to explore the day's theme. So tonight, here's a simple way to try out silence as a family. Have an adult set a timer for 1 minute and see if you can all be silent together for just 60 seconds. After the minute is over, talk about what that experience was like. Did someone make noise? Did you all end up laughing? That happens a lot. Did you feel comfortable sitting in the silence? Or were you uncomfortable, feeling jittery, or like you wanted to make some noise? Did your mind and heart settle? Or did your mind wander or start racing through all kinds of thoughts? If you do it at bedtime, did anyone start to fall asleep? I'm really curious about how it's going to go. But for now, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for the gifts of noise and of silence. the sounds we hear around our homes, laughter, music, conversations, are often made by the people we love. And so, even when it can be a bit much, it reminds us that we're not alone. At the same time, many people have found connection with you through silence, and we look forward to giving that a try this week. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great Monday, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.